know it, we didn't plan to have our meetings here originally, and there was a tremendous amount of labor that went and having everything ready at the home church. And I think I was the last one in the church, and my wife and I, on Tuesday night. And, we just breathed a sigh of relief and said, okay, we're ready, you know. And there was so much labor that had went into it. And then, you know, our plans were changed for us. And we had about a day to not only find a place, but then to get everything ready and to, there's a lot that goes into these kind of meetings. So before we go any further, if you don't mind, let's give a hand to all the laborers that there's a lot of work to make this happen. And, praise the Lord. And, we're still fine-tuning things as we can. I think that they've, I'm not sure if they've got audio streaming up yet. Okay. So we do have audio streaming up, and our goal is to get audio and video for the service tomorrow. It takes a certain kind of computer. You can't just plug any kind of computer into it. It's got to have a certain card and all the interfaces. And we had that at the church. And our brothers, rightfully so, saw that things covered and, you know, wanted to leave it there so the insurance would, inspection would cover it. But, you know, I'm the pastor, so I get to break the rules. And so we went in there this evening and yanked some things out of the church and then washed our hands. And then they're getting things plugged in. And by God's grace, it'll be hooked up for the service tomorrow night and for the remaining services. Now, we've gotten calls from all over the world. I mean, if the devil is trying to stop something, that's not a very good way to do it. I've had people I haven't heard from years contacting me, and all of them are praying for me. If that's all they do, that's powerful. My goodness, we're going to have a time. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, we expect there'll be many more that will. We're glad that you're here tonight, and we're not disappointed at all. So don't get me wrong. I'm just glad that we can have this meeting tonight. But we know that there are more that are going to come towards the weekend, and so we're looking forward to that. But we want to feel comfortable here, and we want to make this our space for the next few days. So start by turning around, shake somebody's hand, say, God bless you. I'm glad you're here. Bless you. Glad you're here. Bless you. Praise the Lord. We want to drive every nervous spirit out of the building. Amen. We came to worship Him, and we're going to do just that. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. Just rejoice. Just have a time in the Lord. Give Him this time, and thank Him for all that He's done, all that He's doing, all that He's going to do. I don't want to take much more time. We want to give our brother Darrell Ward all the time that he wants and needs here tonight. And how many are expecting? Amen. I know that God has something special for each and every one. So we want to pull in the gift of God here this evening. And we know that God ordained these meetings before the foundation of the world. He's not worried. You know, God's not wringing His hands and saying, oh, boy, I didn't see that coming, right? He sees it the beginning from the end. And Satan has to get permission to do anything that he does do. And God said it's all going to work out for our good. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we're going to invite our brother Darrell Ward to come and minister the word. If you don't know him, he's from, I was going to say he's from Johnson City, Tennessee, but he's not there very often. He's a real warrior for the cause of Christ and makes great sacrifices. He and his family and travels places that others don't travel, it's not a statement against anybody else. It's a statement about our brother, that he'll go wherever the need is and wherever the Lord leads. And we love our brother, and we just want to protect him. And except tonight, we want to abuse him. Amen. I'll just be selfish. Amen. I want God to speak to me tonight. You want God to speak to you? So let's just sing that song, He Counts the Stars, as our brother comes. So tomorrow night, the Lord willing, we'll have screen up here and words and all that. You know, technology is a wonderful thing until you depend on it. You know, at one point in time, somebody was telling me that, well, you know, we can't sing the songs without a screen. And I said, so you don't drive down the road and say, you know, I feel like praising the Lord, but I don't have a screen. You know, we praise Him wherever we're at. Amen. But we'll take advantage of the things that help. And so, Lord willing, we'll have that up tomorrow night. He counts the stars, one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shores. He sees each sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures, great and small. He knows my name. He knows every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. Well, I know I'll be just fine, but He knows my name. Amen. How many believes that tonight? I don't know what tomorrow will bring. Don't know what tomorrow may bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life. But I know whom I have believed. Whom I have believed. He knows my name. Hallelujah. Every move that I make, every tear that I cry, He knows my name. He knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day, well, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name. Let's sing that second verse again. I don't know what tomorrow may bring. Don't know what tomorrow may bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life. Of life. But I know in whom I have believed. Hallelujah. Glory. He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, He knows my name. I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. Well, I know our glory. He knows my name. Yes, He does. He knows my name. He knows my name. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad He knows my name tonight. I'm so glad He knows everything about me. He knew the color of my eyes before there was ever stars. He knew the color of my hair. Knew what my name would be. He knows all about me tonight. He knows where I come from. He knows where I'm going. He knows where I'm at right now. He's got it all in control. Amen. He never asked me to understand. He just said, can you trust me? Hallelujah.
Oh, we can trust Him tonight. He's an awesome God. He keeps His word. He's never failed us. Hallelujah. Through great trials, He brings great blessings. Through great sickness, He brings great healings. Through death, He brings resurrection. Hallelujah. There is no God like our God. Oh, we can worship Him tonight in spirit and in truth. Amen. What a privilege it is to gather in His name, knowing that this is just a prelude. It's just a prelude of one of us gathering at Daddy's house one day. Oh, what a time it'll be. Out of every kinder, every tongue, every nation, every skin color, we'll gather around Father's table. Oh, what a time. Oh, we can serve a God like that. Amen. Certainly good to be here. It's good to have meetings again. Amen. Amen. I'm so grateful to be able to come. I told Brother Doug, I realize that many great men of God to minister the word, great preachers, and that he would want to invite to a convention, but yet he allowed me to come, and I just appreciate that, and I trust something will be said to help you and encourage you along the way. And I know your hearts have been saddened by the events that took place this week, and when I heard about it earlier there in the morning, this scripture just immediately came to my mind over in Isaiah. It says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, thou shalt not overflow me. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. You know, they put the fire out over at the church building. We're certainly grateful for that. But I'd like the devil to know tonight that love, divine fellowship is still on fire. Hallelujah. We're still on fire. They'll never put us out. The fire will never be put out. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 God said He would give us beauty for ashes. Amen. Do you love Him tonight? If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Isaiah. We want to read from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. And we just greet you in the name of the Lord. And certainly count it an honor to be here. Hallelujah. Isaiah 60, verse 1. We like to read through verse 3. And then also from the book of Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. It's trying to get used a little bit different. Never been up on quite such a high stage before, so I got to remember not to jump off. If I start, somebody... Amen. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. The Bible says this, very familiar scriptures. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Matthew 5:14, another very familiar scripture. The Bible says this. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Let's bow our heads. I want to speak to you tonight for just a few minutes on thy light is come. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, we count it such an honor to gather here in your name. And we are so grateful, Lord, that we feel your presence in our hearts, Lord. And Lord, I heard someone say one time, and it's always stuck with me, that you squeeze a man's heart and the juice comes out his eyes. And Lord, we are so grateful in such a cold age that you can still squeeze the heart of man, that you can still perform your word through flesh. And Father, we ask tonight, Lord, that we would lay aside every weight, dear God, and every sin that would so easily beset us. And Lord, may we not look through our eyes tonight, Lord, but help us, oh God, to see ourselves through your eyes. Lord, you had an image of us before there was a world. And you will not rest until that image is manifested, Lord. Father, I pray tonight, Lord, there's many here with needs, Lord. Some of them very critical, but thou art God. And Lord, I ask tonight, may your spirit move upon us that we would rise, dear God, in healing and rise in victory, dear Lord. And may there be an outpouring, Father, in this building such as never been experienced before, God. Oh, Father, it's not a building that we desire to see burn, but it's the fire of the Holy Ghost burning in the souls of your people. For Lord, this is the hour of the manifestations of the sons of God. This is the hour, Lord, you said these things would happen, Father, and we yield ourselves to you, Lord, because we believe you keep your word. Bless Brother Baker, the officers of the church, Lord. Bless all those that labored that we could come here tonight, Lord. Bless all those that are traveling, Father. Bless the minister brothers in their church, Lord. And may everything be done for thy glory. And when we leave the building, may we say, did not our hearts burn within us because you walked and talked with us along the way. We ask these things, Lord, in the name of the lovely Lord Jesus for thy glory. And the bride says, amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Oh, he's good. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, brother, sister, it's, as you well know, it's no mystery to any of us. It's no secret. It's manifesting all around us that we are living in the darkest time that the world has ever seen. The prophet said, for the hour is getting darker and darker as storm clouds of unbelief and skeptics moves over our beloved nation. You know, and Brother Branham used the terminology as storm clouds. You know, storm clouds are dark, heavy rain clouds. But also storm clouds has another meaning and another reference. And it means a threatening, ominous state of affairs. And that's the hour that we're living in now, an ominous state of affairs. We're living in a time that they say, we don't need God no more. We're living in a time that they don't want God no more. They don't want him in our schools. They don't want him in our government. They don't want it in their city councils. They don't want it in their lives. They don't want him in their affairs. God, we don't want you to intervene in our affairs. But let the earthquakes come. Let the hurricanes blow upon the nation. Let the fires break out. Let shooters enter into our school systems. Then all of a sudden, the same ones who say, we don't want this God, they begin to cry out, where is God? We're living in the days of Isaiah 60. For he said, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. That is the world that we are living in today. The people are pitiful creatures, for they are staggering in darkness. We have come to the place again where judgments are piling up. And if men's hearts were continually evil when the days of Noah was ending, how much more today, where we're at the end of the history of time, when the ending of the history of nations, everything is coming to a climax. How much more is the wrath of God upon millions of more people? When the prophet of God said, when California slides into the sea, millions will die at one time. Amen. The wrath of God upon millions of more people, the prophet said, heaping together until sin has steeped into the world until she's tottering like a drunk man staggering home at four. Done gone beyond the moon, done gone beyond the stars until it's reached the garments of Jehovah of Sabaoth. We're living in a time that she staggers under the load of her own man-made theories. Of her own self-preservation. Of her own theologies. They've taken the commandments of God and have made them of none effect by the teachings of men. Loving the praises of man more than the praises of God. The prophet said our teachers have become lukewarm and placing upon joining the churches and saying that's all right as long as you belong to a church. As long as you wear a belt buckle. As long as you have an eagle picture. As long as you have a spoken word book. As long as you listen to a tape. But it's more than that. We must be born again. The prophet said there's no more hopes. We can't build upon nothing. All the nations have atomic and hydrogens, poison bombs. They've got more than that now. Amen. Astronauts and everything, he says. The whole world is quivering, shaking. It's going, amen, it's going to be purified pretty soon. Getting ready for the great millennium. The prophet said she's going to shake like to pieces. Going to shake like to pieces. I was looking this year alone as of February the 8th. And now we're in the 15th, but up to February the 8th this year. Just this year alone, we have had 1,150 earthquakes. That's greater than 4.0. What is it? The prophet told us. The world is shaking and quivering. It's the hour that we're living in. Brother Evans says she's tottering like a drunk man, staggering home at midnight. In the darkness, she doesn't know where she's going. Trying to cope with the darkness by education. Thank God for education. But education does not have the answer. Thank God for science. But science does not have the answer. Amen. Whether you're for Trump or whether you're for Clinton or whether you're for Obama or whether you're for his mama, they don't have the answer. They all work for the same boss. In case you didn't know that. They don't have the answers. They're whistling through the graveyard. Amen. Everybody said, I believe we've come to the spot that people don't know what they're doing. It comes to the place, he says, that human beings look like have become such a subject of evil. That's the age we're living in. Everybody automatically thinks evil. The world thinks evil of each other. Amen. But I said it's a pathetic thing. There's such a shadow of darkness. A shadow of darkness just over the people. That's pressing them. Oppressing darkness. But what is that telling us? It's a signpost for us. Even nature itself teaches us. It's always the darkest just before the break of the day. Why is it like that? It's because the light, oh hallelujah, the light is pressing and condensing the darkness. Why is it getting darker? Because the light is pressing the darkness. It's condensing the darkness. But it's always at that time that the morning star comes out. Hallelujah. Amen. Only early risers. Only early risers sees the morning star. In this great hour of darkness, just before the break of day, the morning star has shined again. Spreading forth itself, the early risers who are rising, not setting back. Well, I'll get saved next week and I'll get saved next year. I'll get involved next week. No, not those that are sitting with their arms folded, but the early risers. Hallelujah. Those who are committed. Amen. Amen. Those who rise to come out and see the morning stars. The prophet said, rising out of your snoop, rising out of your sleep of the modern world, rising out of theology and moving into the power of the Holy Ghost. the unchangeable riches of God spread forth in our hearts, showing signs and wonders. We rise, the prophet said. We rise to give him glory. Let the worshipers arise and give him glory. The condensing of the darkness. Something is causing that. Something is causing the darkness to condense together. Oh, little bride, take courage, little bride. Early risers, I say to you, rise and shine. Thy light has come. The light of the sun, the S-O-N, is striking us. Hallelujah. It's your day. It's your rising. Don't you understand, my brother, my sister? It's your rising. It's your rising that's driving the darkness together. Darkness upon the earth, gross darkness upon the people. Why? It's because of you. The light, the oncoming light, is condensing the darkness together. Amen. It's your rising that's driving the darkness together. You say, Brother Darrell, the hour that we're living in, but my brother, my sister too, do not be discouraged. Don't you see the darkness and the gross darkness upon the people? That is the evidence that we're rising. That's the evidence. These people that the prophet spoke of is on the earth now. Driving the darkness together, condensing, getting thicker. Brother Bram said, complete, total insanity in this world. He said, we'll go into it right away. It's almost there now. That was back in the 60s. I say it's not going. I say it is. The world is insane. Said, you see the footsteps of it. It's marching right out in the streets, right down the church pews. I saw just the other day where they ordained a transgender to preach the gospel because insanity. Marching right down the streets. If you don't believe that, go to Walmart. It's here. Total insanity. Doing things that human beings just a few years ago would have never dreamed of doing. I don't care if you amen or not. It's God's truth. I pulled a couple of headlines. You can't make this stuff up. I pulled these headlines off of Fox News. These are real headlines. Are you ready? 17 killed yesterday in a high school. That's insane. But that's mild to compare it to some of these others. Man marries his car. I'd say in a few years that marriage will rust out. You can't make this up. Man marries himself. I don't know who gets what in the divorce, but I'm sure he can work it out. Man marries his dog. True headline. And then my daughter Jessica brought me one just the other day. She said, Daddy, look at this. Man marries a pizza. He had a box. I saw this. He had a box with a veil on it. Signed a marriage certificate. Drove off in the car. Carrying his pizza. That's crazy. Either they're crazy or I'm crazy. Because that's crazy. 15 years ago, you would have said, that's insane. But you see, when they let the bar down, the goats come in. Now they can't discriminate against nothing. What is it? A sign of total insanity. blind, leaders of the blind, having eyes to see and yet they cannot see, and ears to hear yet they cannot hear. Amen. The hour that we're living in, it's getting darker and darker to the world. They're getting further and further into the insanity. But at the same time, oh, how it stirs my heart. At the same time, the coming of the Lord is getting brighter and brighter as he reveals himself in his word, in manifestations. The coming of the Lord to us is becoming brighter. Signs in the heavens, signs on the earth, the heavens and the earth in agreement. Both declaring the ending of the world order and the ushering in of a kingdom that has no end. Are you citizens here of that kingdom tonight? We're seeing a time, friends. Brother Baker took some wonderful pictures of it just a few months ago when they had the total eclipse. The sun and the moon united together. In a total eclipse that swept across our entire nation. What is it? It's a uniting time. It's a gathering time when the sun and moon united as one. I stood there that day over in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, when the sun and the moon united as one in a total eclipse. Do you know what happened on the earth when the sun and the moon united as one? There was darkness on the earth. Hallelujah. When I looked up there, Brother Baker, I didn't see the sun. I just saw the moon. And the moon is the top of the church. They say, where is Jesus? I'm looking at him. He's veiled. Hallelujah. He's veiled behind the moon. And at the time of this uniting, at the time when bride and the groom are uniting as one, the world is in total darkness. Glory to God. I feel like speaking Apache. I say Genesis was a planting chapter. Genesis was the planting of the seed. And for 6,000 years, it has been a maturing of the harvest. And now the seed has become seed itself. See, how do you know the harvest is mature? You know the harvest is ready to be gathered when it reaches the level of maturity that it can reproduce itself. For 6,000 years, the seed that was planted has went through a cycle of predetermined growth. And now we are back to seed again. And now there's a people on the earth who can rightfully reproduce Jesus Christ again. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's went back from the blossom to the fruit, and it's gathering time now, harvest time. All the great things that started, the true church that started in Genesis, has come down to the fruit time, the fruit of the Spirit, and the Antichrist that started in Genesis has come down to its fruit. They are manifesting on the earth now. We know that very well. We just saw evidence of it this week, of that seed manifesting on the earth. Satan taking control of his subjects. But if Satan's doing that with his subjects, what's God doing with his people? Amen. We're now at the closing, the prophet said, of the world's entire dispensation of mortal beings. We're living at the greatest time that anyone or any age has ever lived. It's this time. Do you realize tonight you are living in the greatest time you could have ever lived in? And God, hallelujah, God by his predetermined foreknowledge, he placed us in this age because he knew we can overcome this age. Amen. It's a shaking time. It's a troublesome time for sinners. But it's a marvelous time for Christians. Because we know we're just packing up. Gathering our little last efforts together to go meet our Lord. to go home to meet our Lord. You see, my brother, my sister, I want you to understand tonight. When you go to heaven, you're not going to a place you've never been. You're just going home. I'm going home. I'm going soon. I'm going back to where I belong. It's the most horrible time for the unbeliever and the sinner that has ever witnessed, because it's doom time. Doom time is at hand. We have people now that are crazy who has the ability to push a button and annihilate a nation. Amen. Doom time is close at hand, but it's the most blessed time for the believer, for his redemption. The Bible said when these things begin to come to pass, then lift up your head, your redemption draws nigh. Those two factions are on the earth tonight. They are on the earth tonight, the believer and the unbeliever. There's three kinds of believers, but they're two classes of people. Three kinds of believers, but two classes of people. Amen. Those two factions are on the earth tonight, the believer and the unbeliever. The one the Lord is coming to receive, and the one the Lord is coming to condemn. And he does both these things at his coming. He will bless one, he will curse the other at his appearing. So then we see we are in a gathering time. When the gathering starts, oh my, when the gathering starts, everything has to move. Well, I don't know, Brother Dow. I don't want to get involved. I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to keep my arms folded. I'm just going to observe. No, you might have done that last year. You might have done that 5 years ago, but it's moving time now. Everything has got to move. You've got to find your identification. The question tonight is not, are we moving? We are moving. We are gathering. But the question tonight is, what are you gathering to? Well, I believe the message, so does the devil. But Ben talked about a man out in California had a sign. He said, I am a fool for Jesus Christ. And they laughed at him and made fun of him. And when he walked by, on the back of his back was another sign. And they said, whose fool are you? And the prophet said, you're going to be somebody's fool. You are going to be somebody's fool. I've got one here. Thank you, sir. Amen. Thank you, Brother Baker. Amen. You're going to be somebody's fool. You see, we're living in the air. You're either going to be sold out to the Lord. You're either sold out to God and the light. Or sold out to the darkness. But the Bible says, arise and shine. The light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. God says to his people, God speaks to his people and says, arise, shine, rise, shine. To arise. You know what that means? God gave a commandment. God spoke. God don't just speak because he ain't got nothing to say. When God speaks, he means what he says. He said, my word will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which I sent it to do. God says to his people, arise. That word rise means to become powerful. To arise means to come on the scene. To stand. To maintain oneself, to be established, to be confirmed. Glory to God. To stand, to endure, to be fixed, to be valid, to be proven. God says, arise, be proven, be confirmed, be powerful, be fulfilled. Be fulfilled. What's he saying? Let me give you another word. He's saying, be complete. Come to your completeness. Fulfillment of all that God thought of us. Come of strength. Come of strength. Well, the prophet said it this way. Oh, you morning stars, rise and shine. It's time to shine. The coming of the Lord is at hand, reflecting his presence, reflecting the oncoming sun, giving signs, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom. It'll be the same thing in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. The same ministry of the Son that went down in the same light he went down is coming again in a resurrection power. And the morning stars is reflecting that light. And we cry, watchman, what of the night? What of the night? What of the night? It will not hinder us. The night, the darkness will not hinder us. Though it is condensing, though it is driving itself together, it's our presence on the earth that's causing them to do that. When God says arise, whatever he's telling to arise will arise. When God says shine, whatever God is telling to shine, it will shine. Oh God, I ought to make a Baptist shout. Amen. Whatever he's telling to arise will arise. Whatever he's telling to stand will stand. Nothing will stop God's word. God says shine. Nothing will stop it from shining. God says go, we go. When God says come, we will come. Hallelujah. Just like in the days of Noah, when Noah preached 100 years. But at that time, there was a man who could turn on the light. And God said, ye, bring thee and thy household and come into the ark. God said, come, they come. Even the animals. Old Papa Camel heard that thunder. He said, mama, that's what the prophet said. Let's go. They passed right through the unbelievers. Because the light had come and it was gathering them to the ark of safety. In the days of Noah, there was two gatherings. One group gathered in the darkness for destruction outside the ark. But the other group was gathered in the light for the escape. For Noah, the ark was the very manifestation of his message. The ark had become the light of the hour because the prophetic word of the prophet had materialized. So Noah's ark was the very light of that hour. And there was two groups. One was gathering to the light for escape. The other was gathering in darkness. And when the door shut and nothing happened, how they laughed at Noah, how they made fun at Noah. One day, 2 days, it seemed like nothing was happening. Well, there's nothing to that message. There's nothing to that messenger. But there was an ark. And all it was, there come. The rain started and it wouldn't stop. And they're laughing. And their mockery turned to tears. Fear began to set in on them. Come on, Noah, open the door. I went to church. I was in that theater meeting with you, Noah. Let me in, Noah. I'm your neighbor. But you see, he couldn't open the door because he didn't shut it. Oh, God. As it was in the days of Noah, so is it today. With blind Laodicea staggered in the darkness. But blessed are you. Blessed are your ears. For we can hear. Arise, shine. Thy light has come to you. The word light is vindicated. There's a man who can turn on the light. It's leading us out. Psalm 68:20 says this. Unto our God belongs the issues from death. That word issues, you know what it means? Escape. Unto our God belongs the escape. In other words, God owns the way out. Unto our God belongs the issues from death. He's leading us out. For Jesus Christ is the escape door. What was in the ark? A door. They passed through that door into safety. That door, the lighted door of escape. What does a lighted exit sign do? There's one there, there's one there, there's one there, there's one there, there's one there. What does those lighted signs do? It shows us the way out. Jesus said, I am the door. I am the way. He is our escape door. Walk through the lighted door. He is gathering his people to the light to escape. He's pulling us out. Pulling us out. Just like he pulled the animals and pulled Noah, pulled his family. He pulled them out. I want you to know tonight you never fell into this thing. I want you to understand you just didn't happen to be here. You're not here by accident. God chose you for such a time as this. You have a duty. You have a calling. You have a place, and you are the bride of the last day. The light, the evening light manifested. That's who you are. For the word manifested for the hour is the light of that hour. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Then he said, you're the light of the world. Why? We are the manifested word for this hour. And the manifested word for this hour, the word has become flesh. That's the evening lights. Remember the prophet went up to the Statue of Liberty that time. He was looking around. He's up there in the arm of it. And he got to looking around and all these birds, these little sparrows, was laying around dead. Just outside the glasses, laying everywhere. Their heads was beat off. Said, I said to the guide, what is that? He said, we had a storm here last night. He said, when the light was on to the Statue of Liberty, the little birds caught out there in the storm. They was caught out there in the darkness. Instead of trying to use the light to fly into safety, they flew against it and tried to beat it out. And the very same light that caused them to die would have caused them to live. He said, they're laying there with their brains beat out. They're trying to beat the light out. Instead of accepting the light and saying thank you and letting it lead them out, they tried to beat it out. And I thought how true it is. Unbelievers. Unbelievers, instead of trying to take the beacon of light, God's word is light. Trying to take the beacon of light and go to safety with it, to use that light to go to Christ. They beat their brains out and die in sin and disgrace trying to beat that light out when it would be totally impossible. Oh God, my brother, my sister. Brother, I'll tell you what, it's a nervous time. I'm telling you, it's such a nervous time. I'm almost afraid to go out of my house anymore. Let me tell you right now, there is not enough infidels to rise on the scene. There's not enough devils that'll come out of hell that'll ever beat the light out. They'll never beat this light out because Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and they will never beat that light out. Rise and shine. You are the light of the world. They will never burn us out. They will never drown us out. They will never shut us out. We will rise because God said so. Hallelujah. We will shine because God said shine. Arise and shine. Your hour has come. There's only one thing to do when it shines in your pathway. Just follow it. When we leave the doors of this assembly, we're going to go out in amongst the people who are staggering, who are struggling, who are in darkness. They don't have the answers. They are under a spirit of destruction. Just look what they're doing to their bodies. They are under an influence. We need to go out with this understanding that by God's grace, God has called you. He has chosen you. He has anointed you. He has delivered you that you might be a light in a darkened generation. Ye are the light. Brother Bram said, it's like a channel of darkness. Just moving along like a stream of life, just like a channel of darkness. You know, you fly in the east, there's just much more population in the east. And you fly, many times I flew home at night and different things, looking out a plane window and seeing all the lights. on the East Coast and all down through the East, just everywhere. But when you fly across the United States and you get out here in the West, when it's more spread out, I've looked out the window and seen patches of darkness for the longest time. And then over here will be a little light, and over there will be a little light. And the prophet of God said, it's like this stream of darkness. And every once in a while, there's a light there and a light there. And then there's two lights right there and there's a light there. He said, you know what that is? That's you. That's you going into Walmart. That's you going, hallelujah. That's you going down to the driver's license office to get your driver's license renewed. Those two right there, you're going into a shoe store. That's what it is. You're the light of this hour in that strain of darkness. And then every once in a while, there's a cluster of light here and a cluster of light there. You know what that is? That's church time. Hallelujah. That's when we gather ourselves together. We shouldn't stay home. We should come to church because believers go to church. That's what Jesus did when he was here. Jesus went to church. And if you're his bride, you'll go to church too. Amen. You're the light, a set on a hill, a candle set in a room that gives light to all the room. That's what a Christian is amongst the darkness. You're supposed to shine when it's dark. And the darker it gets, the more you shine. Evening time, it shall be light. It's you. It's you. Manifesting the promised word for your day. He has chosen you. I want you to understand this. You're not here by accident. He chose you to be a light bearer. To be a beacon of light in a time of great darkness. Not a time to sit idle, but a time to rise and shine. It's our time. The third pool manifested, vindicated among us, arising in the strength of the word. You see, the prophets... Oh God, the prophet spoke. The prophet spoke you would be here. They spoke of your shining. Do you not understand? You are the manifestation of the spoken words of prophets. See, when Mary and Mary went to the tomb on that resurrection morning, they met an angel. They met a messenger. And the messenger said, go quickly and tell his disciples he's risen from the dead. Behold, he goeth for you into Galilee, and there shall you see him. What a time it must have been for the disciples. The Lord had been crucified. They were afraid of their lives, wondering what was going on, wondering what was happening, sitting, as it were, in darkness, not knowing what was taking place. But here comes a woman who types the church. The angel has come to the church and brought a message. And he places that message. He places the burden of that message on the church. To bring the gospel light to the disciples who are still in the cold darkness of despair because Jesus had been taken from them. The burden was placed upon her. Go tell them I'm alive. The message was going to be brought not by angels, but by bearers of the light. The Bible says in the evening time, it shall be light. Mary packed the message. He's alive. And while she was packing the message, the very message she packed manifested before her. And now she ran, not with just a message. He's alive. The angel said he was alive. I don't know. That's what the angel said. But now it was a first-hand experience. She had a message that not only is he alive, but she had a message he's here. Hallelujah. We've got a message tonight. Not that just he's resurrected, but by revelation we can say tonight, he's here. He's here. He said he would be here. And he's here. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in their midst. Man, God has manifested the word in this day. It's the only light we have, the prophet said. God's going to let somebody manifest that word. Somebody is going to do it. He promised it. And he works just exactly like he always did. Manifested. The word for any hour. The manifested word for any hour is the light of that hour. You are God's bride. And God has laid the burden on his church. His bride. He has called us to arise and shine. To do what? To reflect his glory. To show his resurrection power. Now your duty, your burden is to bear that light. Before those you go to school with. For those you work with. For those you go to church with. For those you live at home. That's our responsibility. Is to be a bearer of the light. The gospel light is yoked again. God placed the burden upon us. Go and declare. But how can we declare it unless we've experienced it? You've been yoked, you've been harnessed, and the burden has been placed upon you. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And now the Word is made flesh in His church. The Word is made flesh in His church. The Word is made flesh in His church, dwelling among us, His angels in hand. Minister, God is depending upon His church. God is relying upon us of this age to bring this gospel light to a dying, heathen-bound, traditional world. God is laying the burden on me. God is laying the burden on you. Woe unto us if the heathen dies without knowing it. Arise and shine. Thy light has come. The proof of life, our burden, our responsibility is to bring that light, to go forth as light bearers. In these last days, the Holy Spirit, the prophet said, we thank thee because we've been privileged of assembling ourselves together and worshiping thee and having this blessed assurance that someday you're coming for your church. We thank thee, Lord, to be the light bearers, to be the light bearers of this age, to be ready to manifest, oh God, to be ready to manifest the promised word for the age that you're now living in. You allotted your word for each age, knowing the end from the beginning. You allotted your word for each age. We don't know how it happened. I don't really know exactly how he done it, but he did it. Amen. And in the last days, you are now living in there as an allotted word, a promised word for this age. We believe that the Holy Spirit is here on the earth now, trying to find hearts to manifest and to bring to pass by vindicating the word that's now prophesied for this day and for this hour. God is looking for somebody. God is in Tucson looking for somebody that'll be a light bearer, that'll allow, hallelujah, it's not me doing it, it's Christ doing it through me, it's Christ doing it through you. He don't need my ability, he don't need my education, thank God. He just needs my flesh. He just wants to get in my flesh and shine his light through me. To shine his light through you, not just to be a church member, not just sit with your arms folded, but a living God among a living people. Hallelujah. Confirming his word. Arise and shine. The light has come to you. The light is vindicated. Jesus Christ was the manifestation of God's spoken word. It made him the light of the hour. You see, John the Baptist was the light of the hour. He was the light before Jesus was the light. But what put John's light out? Jesus did. Because when Jesus came, he was the fulfillment of what John said. And John said, now I'll decrease so that he may increase. I was a great shining light, but my light's going out. But don't worry, there's another light. Hallelujah. He's coming. He's here. He's right among us now. Amen. Hallelujah. He was such a bearer of that light, they thought he was the Messiah. So are you the Messiah? He said, I'm not. But he gave a scriptural identification. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Jesus said, you did walk in his light. He was a bright and shining light until the way was prepared. And when the way was prepared, then his light went out. Luther was a great light. Wesley was a great light. But we're further down the road now. We can't look back to 65. I thank God I don't have to look back to 65 and find a God that done miracles. Come on, somebody. I'm so glad I'm living in an hour that God opens eyes today. I'm so glad that when my daughter was blind, I served a God that can open eyes today. I didn't have to go back in history to find a God that used to do that. My God still does that. He can make the lame walk. He can make the blind see. He can heal cancer. He can raise dead. That's my God. He's not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's just looking for somebody he can manifest that through. The light of the hour has come. The light has come. Rise and shine. The word light, the manifested word of God, identified, is a light. The identified word of God in this hour is the light of this hour. You see, he didn't send Brother Branham just to tell us who Brother Branham was. He sent Brother Branham to tell you who you are. Amen. And by that revelation, you can find your place in the word of God. You can look into the word of God and say, it's me. That's who I am. We're living in the time of gathering. I'm coming to a close. One's gathering for destruction. The other group is gathering for deliverance. What brought the two groups together that day in Noah? What brought them together that day? Noah's Ark. Don't you see why they're gathering together? Don't you see why the things are happening? It's your presence on the earth that's condensing the darkness together. The world is in gross darkness because the moon and the sun are uniting as one. Remember the black boy down in Memphis? He got out and got syphilis and he was dying. The prophet of God, you know, the spirit of the God, God sent the prophet down there. He went out to Mellow Coast, you know, the plane had plane trouble, if I remember right, and had to land the plane down in Memphis. And I think he was going up to Louisville, Kentucky is where he was headed. But the plane was sidetracked over to Memphis. He went to mail a postcard that morning, put him up in the Peabody Hotel, and he went to mail a postcard that morning, and the Spirit of the Lord turned and said, turn around and start walking. And he went down through the black neighborhood there, and he was singing, I'm one of them. And he come walking down the street, and there stood he called an Aunt Jemima. There stood a black woman leaning up against the fence. Her back was wet from the dew, had a shirt tied around her head. And he was singing, I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. And when he saw her, he stopped singing and tilted his hat to her. He said, morning. She said, morning, Parson. How'd you know I was a preacher? Not only that, sir, I knowed you's coming. So you're supposed to have a satchel. You're supposed to have a satchel with you. He said, I left it in the room. Amen. She said, Parson? Said, I'd like to shoot at my woman in the Bible. I couldn't have a child, and God gave me a child. And I tried to raise him the best. I promise God, if you give me a child, I'll try to raise it to the best of my ability. Said he got out, he got with the wrong crowd. And he's got venereal disease. He's dying. The doctor's done come and said he's dying. Said I got down on my knees. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And I said, oh Lord. As a woman like to shoot at my woman. If I was a woman like to shoot at my woman, where is your Elijah? Where is your Elijah? The word manifested is the light of the hour. She said, and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And about morning, the Lord spoke to me and said, go stand by the gate. I said, I've been standing here ever since. He said, I walked into the house and there laid that big husky boy laying there. Said she patted him. She's laying there with a blanket up in his hands. He's going, and he said, Mammy. Mammy, it's so dark, Mammy. I don't know where I is, Mammy. She said, honey, child, do you know your Mammy? The prophet said, no matter how old your kids are, you're still mama's boy. Said, honey, child, do you know your Mammy? Just patting on him and loving him. Said, do you know your Mammy? He didn't seem like he recognized her. He was hollering, Mammy. Mammy going on. He was unconscious like in that condition. He was lost in the darkness. He was calling for Mammy and she was patting him on the hand. She was patting him on the shoulder and he didn't even know it. He was lost in the darkness. I said, Mammy, would you pray? Said she got down to pray. Said, friends, I could tell she talked to him before. Said when she got down, she said, now, Parson, would you pray? Said, I got down. Said, I touched his feet. Clammy, sticky. I knew he was dying. So I got down and said, Lord, I was going on my road, but you turned me around like this and brought me here. I've done missed my plane, perhaps. I don't know why you brought me here, but now, in obedience to the leading of the Spirit, I lay my hands upon this boy, and in the name of your son, Christ Jesus. I said, about that time, he cried out, Mama! It's getting light in the room. Why? The light has come. The light had come and was bringing him out of the darkness. The prophet said in just a few moments, he was up on his feet. He said a few months later, I was down in Memphis. I got up to get a sandwich and he came running up and said, Brother Branham, I'm perfectly normal. And not only that, sir, I'm saved. The light had come and brought him back to a conscious state. See, in that darkness, he didn't know who he was. He didn't know his surroundings. He didn't know his kin. But when the light come, what did the light do? It pulled him out of the darkness.
It brought him back into familiar surroundings. It brought him back to where he knew who his kin was. You see, when God made Adam, I'm coming to a close. When God made Adam, he was on the earth as a secondary God. That's right. He was given power to control all things. All the elements of the earth, Adam had the ability to control. Adam could speak to the wind and it would stop. He could speak to the trees and they would obey. He could speak to the wildlife and it would obey. He could speak to the waters. Everything obeyed Adam. And God gave him power over everything on the earth. But through the fall, that power, he became unconscious of the fact. After losing his relationship and friendship and fellowship with the Father, he became, as it were, unconscious. He lost that, and all the great channels become clogged up. He couldn't get through. But what Adam was in God, what Adam was in God, Christ has redeemed us back to that. A redeemer to redeem. Oh, what's redeemed mean? He said to bring it back to its original again. Thy light has come to do what? To bring us back to the state of consciousness that we would be God conscious of who we are in God. Our surroundings, our kinship, our sonship, hallelujah, our inheritance, our commission. Who we are. Walking in the light of the hour. Theologies die and Christian churches are dying. Denominations are dying. It's all failed. But God's taking you now to reveal himself again through his church. The resurrected body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Resurrected out of churchianity. Resurrected out of co-formal churches. Resurrected out of fanaticism. God's bringing forth a bunch of bones, putting skin on it in the power of the Holy Ghost. That'll bring the gospel in the last days and signs and wonders to the end of the world. They'll teach the Bible. They'll stand by it. They'll live by it. They'll not compromise right or left. They'll stand right on the word and move on, and God will be with them daily, confirming the word with signs and wonders following. All you morning stars, arise and shine. Brother Kenny, come, come. My brother, my sister, if we could just yield to that this week. We've had the opportunity. Devil's tried everywhere in the world to stop these meetings. But we're here. God has seen that we're here. And there is a voice in Tucson tonight. Let's take an opportunity of these meetings this week. Some great man of God is going to bring the word to us this week. Let's take an opportunity to be the light of this hour. To be what God wants us to be. Amen. If we could just yield to that. What he wants us to be in this hour. The light has come to manifest the word. He has chosen you. He has chosen me. He's chosen us to become this word. If we could just yield to that this week and let him pull us from the darkness till arise and catch the light of the oncoming sun, that we might reflect him in the power of his resurrection. The morning stars hails the coming of the sun. He said, all you morning stars, it's time to go to hailing his coming. Shine, morning stars, rise early. It says, let me leave you with this thought. It says, when the morning stars begin to rise and shine, you know what it's saying? It's saying the sun is soon coming. We are saying to Tucson tonight, the sun is soon coming. How do you know that? Because we are here. Oh God, help me. Oh God, help you this week to surrender to that and allow that word to manifest through us in this hour. We can never do it by resolutions. We can never do it by turning pages. We can never do it by shaking a preacher's hand. We can never do it by coming to fellow. We can only do it by dying out to ourselves and allowing Christ to live through us. As I said, God don't need my ability. He don't need my education. Certainly don't need my money. He just needs my skin. If I could just yield myself to Him, that's all He wants to do. God, help me be that kind of person. Help me be that kind of person tonight. Do you love Him? Amen. Here I am, here I stand, Lord, my life is in Your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see Your desire revealed in me. I give myself away. I give myself away so You can use me. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so You can use me. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, Lord, I place them in Your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so You can use me. I give myself away. Lord, I give myself away so You can use me. Here I am, here I stand, Lord, my life is in Your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see Your... Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I give myself. Is that your prayer tonight? Then sing it to Him with all your heart tonight. Lord, I give myself away so You can use me. I give myself away. Lord, I give myself away so You can use me. Oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, let that be our prayer tonight, God. Let it not just be a song, Lord, but let it be from the depths of our heart a cry unto You, Lord, to give away everything that we have to You, to totally surrender to You, dear God, to die out, Father, to our imaginations, to our sensations, to anything that's contrary to Your word, to die out to the image that we have of ourselves, to accept the image that You have of us, dear God. Help us tonight, oh Lord, I pray, not to say what we can say about ourselves, but to say what You say through the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. Oh God, let us be a people, Lord, that not see how much that we can keep, but how much of ourselves we can give away. Oh God, in these meetings this week, may we not hold back anything, God. Let us give our all to You, Lord. Our best amen, our best hallelujah, our best song, our best praise, our best tears, our best cry. Let us give everything to You, oh God. That's the light of Your word may shine forth, dear God, in Tucson. Once more, oh God, make Tucson see God. May they see You walking in the midst of Your people, confirming Your word, dear God. May Your spirit go among us, Lord. Drive out the cancer, drive out the fear, drive out the diabetes, drive out the cataracts, drive out the arthritis, drive out the nervousness tonight. Drive it out, dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the light shine, oh God. Shine upon us, dear God. Shine upon us tonight, Lord. Arise and shine, for Thy light has come and the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, how we praise You tonight. How we praise You tonight. How we praise You tonight. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Is that your prayer tonight, friend? Why don't you just commit it to Him tonight? Why don't you start the meeting off right tonight? Oh, don't let the word fall on the deaf ear tonight, but receive the word. You become the word as you receive the word tonight. Take it into your heart. Speak it back upon your lips. Let the word be manifested. Let the worshiper arise. Hallelujah. Let the worshiper arise. Arise and shine. Stand up. Come to power. Come to fulfillment. Hallelujah. Come to your place tonight. This is who I am. This is what I am. I am a son of God. I am a servant of the Most High God tonight. I am the evening light manifested in flesh. I am the words of the prophets. I am the words of the prophets made flesh. It's me, Lord. It's me, dear God. You sent Elijah to find me. You sent Elijah, God, to shine forth the light of that word, that I might strike that representation, that I may come to fruition, that I may come to that image, oh God. Oh, when you breathed upon Adam, the Bible said he came to himself. Oh, hallelujah. Father, in these meetings this week, may we come to ourselves. May we become God-conscious tonight. May we become God-conscious tonight, Lord, that you're with us, that you're in the midst of us, confirming your word, dear God. May the surroundings of your word become familiar to us. Oh, shell-shocked soldiers of the cross. Oh, let the amnesia fade away. Become conscious of who you are. Grant it tonight, Lord. Grant it tonight, Lord. I remember when my daughter was hurt in the accident. The Lord gave her back to us, and there was a time she went through a season of amnesia. And the doctor told us, just rehearse to her. Just keep rehearsing to her. Just tell her who she is. Tell her where she's from. Tell her who her parents was. And over, she'd say, who am I? I'd say, you're Jessica. You're my daughter. Who are you? I'm your daddy. What's this? This is where we live. This is our house. This is our address. But one day, she came to herself. One day, she realized, you're my daddy. You're my mama. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, tonight, may we come God conscious. You're my papa. You're my daddy. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Here I am, Lord, my is in your hands, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Desire. Oh, I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart. My life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. Oh, I give myself away. I give myself away so you, oh, arise and shine. Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you love him tonight? Oh, arise and shine. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing tonight. Oh, little lily, you've pushed up through the darkness and the muck to break forth on top of the water. Now reflect the sun. Let the beauty of his radiance, let the perfume of his presence illuminate that others can receive glory. Oh, hallelujah. Let the worshipers arise. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I see that you are drawn a line in the sand. I want to be standing on your side, holding your hands. Let your kingdom come. Let it live in me. This is my prayer. This is my plea. Let the worshipers